I thought it was reasonable to start with a quote from the man that Thomas Flexner called the indispensable man, George Washington. And speaking of the Revolution, Washington said, quote, "The hand of Providence has been so conspicuous in all this that he must be worse than an infidel that lacks faith and more than wicked that has not gratitude enough to acknowledge his obligations." Washington demonstrates that our founders understood that the order we enjoy in this remarkable country is not the product of political institutions alone, but also the character of the citizens that is poured into them. As Russell Kirk said, the economic question, as the founders understood it, blended into the political question, the political into the moral, and the moral into the religious. Washington went on in his farewell address to say, quote, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." Samuel Adams wrote that, quote, "Religion and good morals are the only solid foundation of public liberty and happiness." He was saying exactly the same conclusion that John Adams reached, and drove home the point very well by saying, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." From the beginning, it has been crucial for the health of America's soul to have vibrant manifestations of faith which both reflect virtue and inculcate it. The founder Benjamin Rush put it this way, "The only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion. Without it, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments." Thus, we have the founder's syllogism that says, liberty is the object of the republic, liberty needs virtue, and virtue among the people is impossible without religion. This is an essential element of our American heritage. The historian Will Durant, I think, summed up what we need to do very well. He said, "If a man is fortunate, he will, before he dies, gather up as much as he can of his civilized heritage and transmit it to his children. And to his final breath, he will be grateful for this inexhaustible legacy, knowing that it is our nourishing mother and our lasting life." This is clearly part of the mission of the Philadelphia Society, to transmit this heritage that we have as Americans. And our panel today is clearly in the tradition of the Society, is made up of excellent scholars who live their lives transmitting our American heritage to the next generation. Our first panelist is Ellis Sandoz. Ellis is Distinguished Professor of Political Science at Louisiana State. He is director of the Eric Voegelin Institute for American Renaissance Studies. He received his doctorate from the University of Munich with Eric Voegelin, and he's the only American to do so. He joined LSU's faculty in 1978. He's also a past president of the Philadelphia Society and was awarded an honorary doctorate in philosophy for scholarly achievements in the field of constitutionalism, liberty, and the rule of law by the Francisco Marroquin University in Guatemala. His books include The Politics of Truth and Other Untimely Essays, The Crisis of Our Civic Consciousness, A Government of Laws, Political Theory, Religion, and the American Founding, and Political Sermons of the American Founding Era. I present to you Ellis Sandoz.